Greetings and welcome, everyone. It's All You Can Geek Games Cast, episode 319. I'm one of your hosts, Jim Gass, joined by Tony Korkanakis.
Yo.
Mike Sneedy.
What's up?
And Corey Feinstein.
Gobble, gobble.
Welcome, guys. Welcome, listeners and viewers, to episode 319.
Ugh.
Thanksgiving edition. So we're going to have a couple things to talk about. Yeah, this is food. Black Friday edition. Actually, Black Friday edition. And food.
Now, so, I posed this in the movie cast, but I don't think there are any video games that prominently feature Thanksgiving, correct?
This spawned a terrible conversation on the movie cast.
It spawned a great conversation. What are you talking about?
No, it spawned
a definitely learned
Christmas
a lot.
Movie reference that it's not a Christmas movie, Mike. It's not a Christmas movie.
It is. Think about the closing credits of that movie. What is playing? What do you see?
Because, no.
And the whole thing takes place
for the entire list. For that
entire
list.
The premise.
No, it's not. The entire
the whole premise of the movie is he's seeing her for Christmas.
I would drop all the movies that happen to just take place during a holiday. Like, if they're about Christmas and, like, Santa and all that other stuff is in it, that's a Christmas movie.
Can we, like, not talk about this on the game? Like,
so a Christmas movie needs to be about Santa.
Okay? Yeah, that's a Christmas movie.
So Jingle All the Way is not a Christmas movie because Santa isn't in it.
Well, it's about getting a present for Christmas.
This is about...
It's not about that. No, it's not.
It's about him meeting his family again at Christmas, during Christmas, at a Christmas party. They're at a Christmas
pineapple!
Party.
Pineapple!
That's why all the people are there.
We need a safe word, Tony.
Yep.
Pineapple is not
let's not have this damn conversation on the GameCast.
We have this conversation where the fuck I want to have this conversation.
Oh, God. Now it's belligerent, Jim.
He's coming back.
Got kicked off Overwatch conversation on our normal chat earlier today.
Well, that's a very simple thing.
Anyway, what's going on, guys? It's Thanksgiving. Let's all be thankful and cheerful.
Yeah, thankful for each other.
Yes, well, welcome, listeners and viewers, to our Thanksgiving Black Friday episode. We've got some gaming news to get into. We've got a lot of gaming news to get into, so let's do that. Get into what we've been up to, talk about some Black Friday deals. Let's go. Sega of Japan.
Mm-hmm.
What's this poll results here for what they ran? They ran franchise to return.
This must have been just for Japanese people because I don't even know what half of these games are.
Well, that's why it said Sega of Japan.
Well, it's not necessarily just them, though.
Sakura Wars, Sonic the Hedgehog.
What is Sakura Wars?
It's an RPG.
It's like an RPG series.
Phantasy Star Online? Oh, man. Please. There, I'm in this. I'm in this, guys. Bring it back. Yeah. Bring it back.
Dude, I'm so mad Phantasy Star Online never came back over here.
I know. Yes.
It was pretty popular in Japan, too. Like, people were freaking downloading the Japanese version to play it.
Time out. We need to jump back here. Did you say this had to be taken in Japan, Mike, because you don't recognize most of these games?
Yes. I don't know what Sakura Wars is. I have no idea what that is. I don't know what Cyber Trooper Virtua On is.
You don't know what Virtua On is?
No.
All these games were on a Sega system that came to the United States. I had Sakura Wars.
Like, you have this list.
Virtua On was that robot pilot game with the twin joysticks.
It's like the first fighting game that featured robots.
Well, okay.
Like, I know you're younger than us, but you're not that much younger than us.
I don't know what that is.
Mike, okay. You don't know what Jet Set Radio is?
I know what that is. Okay. I know that I don't want that back.
Shenmue, Virtua Fighter, Panzer Dragoon, Shining Force. Have you heard of all these? I hope so.
I've heard. I don't know what Shining Force is exactly.
Another RPG.
Another RPG. Streets of Rage, Eternal Arcadia.
I know that. I have no idea.
That was
what
a fighting game. I think
Streets of Rage.
Knights. I know.
Beat them up. Yeah.
Both of them.
I only know Knights from that pinball thing in Sonic Adventure, where they show up in that. And that's it. Sakura Wars. I have no idea what that is, and that's on the top of all of these.
So what was the most popular?
He just said it. Sakura Wars.
Sakura Wars. I'm like, what?
Okay. I didn't know. I thought that just the top of the list as in the order.
It beat out Sonic by like 600.
It's most memorable and most Witch 4 revival.
Hmm. Well, it was also one of the shorter lived games.
See, yeah. if I think in the US Vector Man would higher.
It was a very popular anime, I think.
Beyond these lists, at least, Vector Man somewhere.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know. I think that I like a lot of the games on this list. I'd love to see them come back. Actually, all of them I'd love to see come back. Except for the Sega Saturn. Why would they have Sega Saturn on this list?
You really want Jet Set Radio or whatever back?
I wouldn't play it, but it'd be cool to see come back.
It'd be super dated. I couldn't see that existing now.
They released one recently, I thought, like within the last few years. No?
Did they?
I think they had a 360 version.
It was
version.
Like a backwards compatibility or something, maybe.
Yeah. Anyways, let's move on. Let's go. Let's move into gaming this day and age and talk about Uncharted 4. So there's going to be new DLC coming out. A horde mode, essentially. Co-op horde mode being demoed. It's going to be demoed at the PlayStation Experience, actually, on December 1st.
Yeah, right? That's cool. The other games had that.
December 6th. December 6th.
They had that originally, so...
A horde mode?
Yeah, a little late, if you ask me.
Yeah, it doesn't seem people really care about it anymore.
I've already uninstalled Uncharted 4 to make room
for
it.
Well, there's a new DLC coming out focusing on Sam.
Yeah, that's a little more interesting. We knew that Sam would probably be...
Do you think this will be a standalone?
Like, by itself? You don't need to
Yeah, just like they did with Infamous and...
Last of Us.
Once upon a time. Jesus Christ.
What do you mean by standalone?
Well, you don't need the game to play it.
Yeah, you don't need the game to play it. You can just buy like the $15 DLC and it's a story, you know, 2-hour, 3-hour story adventure.
I suppose.
I see it being that.
Yeah. It could be. I mean, Last of Us had that and yeah, it makes sense.
Right. It makes sense because you can buy it now. Like, you can sell it to the people who really are into that series right now, you know, as an additional DLC content, and then a year or two down the line, you can put it in, like, the Master Edition, which comes with all the DLC and stuff like that.
And plus, so like, it's a good entry point for people who don't want to buy the full game, and then they're like, oh, this is really cool. I might want to check out the full game.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
All right. Yeah, I don't know. I like it. We'll see. The PlayStation Experience event, actually, like, it's interesting for me now because of the fact that I have a Pro and I have a PSVR. Mm. So... I'm interested to see what they bring with them for those. Now, here's my prediction. I'm going to make a prediction right now for this PlayStation Experience event. We're not going to have hardly anything talked about from PlayStation VR. I bet you, like, this is my fear I have with Sony because of the Vita. Like, I just see this thing just not getting supported. I don't know. I just that's my gut instinct. I just feel like at the PlayStation event, we won't get much talk about VR at all.
Really? I think we're gonna hear a bunch, or at least in terms of announcements, like, oh, we have this VR, like small project VR things that they are putting there to like just drum up excitement. But in terms, like, here's the thing, and I still stick by this. Like, what is the big VR game?
It's gonna be that game. The first person shooter coming out, Farpoint, I think its name is. Yeah, Farpoint. It looks good. Looks really good.
Why though? Why is that going to be the big game?
Well, it's the first like full experience game, like first person shooter FPS, like where you can just basically, it's a VR game designed for PlayStation VR. You know what I mean? Like, it's getting the pro treatment. It's getting upscaled from the resolution that it can do.
When does that come out?
It's supposed to be early next year. So let's call it September. That's early, right? When they have early games.
Mm-hmm. So what about Resident Evil?
Resident Evil will be... Yeah, I mean, that's going to be good. It's just going to be shit your pants scary with, you know, PSVR style, but...
I don't know if that's a system seller, but it's definitely a game that's...
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think touted. I have to get it. I think I have to get that game just because I have VR. I don't really play those games too much, but I'll get it. And maybe I'll stream some of it so you guys can see my freaking reaction. But, all right. What else do we have? We have Nintendo Corner stuff. Do we have anything else to talk about for Sony's event? Not much, right?
Well, we don't really know much yet. It's all speculation. Yeah. I don't think they said that. I believe they said God of War won't be there at the show.
Before we get into the Nintendo Switch rumors and... all that Switch rumors. Let's talk about Zelda Escape the Room.
Mm-hmm.
So now, last year, a month and a half ago, we were in New York at Comic-Con, and there was like advertisements for the Escape the Room stuff, which I was kind of interested in going to. Like, it sounded kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. And they had a Titanfall one last year.
Yeah, this one, now they have a Legend of Zelda-style Escape the Room, where if anybody doesn't know what this is, you go to this building and they give you challenges. They put you in a room and they give you challenges and puzzles to basically get work yourself out or work yourself around the area. It's a different kind of experience where you're involved with a team of people trying to solve like puzzles and mysteries and stuff like that. So this is basically like a get out of the dungeon kind of thing, right? Like a find the key.
Yep.
Sounds awesome. You, when you posted it, it sounded great. I was interested.
Yeah, so I'm interested. I think the closest one for us is going to be New York City. So
yeah, we'll have to keep our eye on what's coming.
Yeah, they're going to reveal the date
yet. Yeah.
No, for New York City will be revealed January 3rd, I think, or something like that. So
yeah,
we'll have more news and stuff, but definitely check it out. It's coming to the major cities nationwide. So
yeah,
should be cool. I like those types of things anyway.
I think I said Titanfall, right? I meant to say Attack on Titan.
Well, you know what I did? I completely knew what you were talking about, though. Like, that's so weird. Like, I just said, oh, yeah. No, I knew what you were talking about.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I said Titanfall. I'm like, wait.
I would totally play an Attack on Titanfall game, right?
I have my Titanfall. Should be at my parents' house today. I got Titanfall 2.
Yeah, so did I.
I mean, I had to jump on that for $26.
Yeah.
So... Getting to, I guess we could talk about some Black Friday stuff, but we'll get into. Actually, let's get into that a little bit later. Let's talk about the NPD real quick before we get into Nintendo rumors as well.
Jim's super happy.
I want to congratulate our listeners, viewers, us. Congratulations, we are making America great again, folks.
What?
We are doing it.
What?
Grand Theft Auto 5 is not. In the top 10 sellers for games last month in the NPD.
Yeah.
It'll be back because Trevor was starring in Walking Dead this week. It's all Trevor all the time.
Listen, viewers, listeners, viewers, we need your help on this. Only you cannot buy this game, so stop. Tell your friends, tell your family, stop buying the damn game. You don't need it. You probably already have it. You definitely already have it. How many copies they've sold? I think it's like 3 per person in the world. I don't even know how it's possible, but they've done that already, probably. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, only you guys can keep this list being strong.
They and just by strong, released that like light cycle thing too, which looks actually pretty interesting.
Yeah. Well,
it'll be back, Jim. It'll be back.
Will be. Keep the list strong, and by strong I mean very weak because the sales this month were not good.
Nope. But,
what was the list at? You posted it, right?
Yeah, in a Slack chat. Trying to find a more detailed list.
Yeah, so we had numbers behind this. Titanfall 2 obviously did not do well. That's why you're starting to see it like everywhere so quickly for $29, you know, $26 we got ours for. 182,000 copies sold for it.
That's retail. Apparently the digital sales were about 122,000, so total give or take 300,000.
Compared to 865 in 2014 when they had less consoles out there.
Yeah.
And it wasn't multi-platform?
Nope.
This is ridiculous.
Well, does that also include the last gen versions, cuz there were there was a 360 version which I did get.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. The 865, but still it's
yeah, well. Those are consoles.
Yeah, I guess. Far higher number though, far higher. I hope it. No, I hope it does well because I've
it's
heard.
Not, you can't even blame the game because you put it in between the two biggest shooters of the year and you expect it to sell well.
But like, listen.
Plus, Gears came out.
But listen, Vince, who comes from Call of Duty, right?
Mm-hmm.
Runs Titanfall, has basically taken shots at Call of Duty with his game. It's made to compete with it, and it can't.
Like. Still, again, you're taking a new franchise that people don't care who the developer is for the most part. They don't care. They just know Titanfall is a new game. Call of Duty is a game I've been playing for the past 15 years. I think I'll get that one. I know it's going to be good. But, yeah, and Battlefield 1 came out. I don't know. It was sent to me, it was sent to die. Like, why would you release in between those two games?
Yeah. I don't know if we mentioned last week the number one selling hardware was again the Xbox One, which it's got a run going, guys. It's don't call it a comeback, right?
Why not?
We're just hitting our stride.
Listen, they finally have a good version of the console, and I'm going to mention this now is my the good example is, and now I'm biased because I do like my Microsoft system. Okay, I'm going to admit that.
No.
I'm gonna
go
I admit it. I've never once said I'm not. So, but my sister texted me today because I told her about the awesome sales. Like, I mean, Kohl's, for instance, has an Xbox One S with Minecraft for my nephew for $250, and she gets $75 to spend on gifts for somebody else at Kohl's. Like, it's a great deal. It's an absolute great deal. No brainer. For my nephew who wants a new game system, she's like, should I get it over the PS4? I'm like, for him, it's going to play exactly what he wants to play. Madden. It's got a racing games. It's got Forza, which I'm going to buy him for Christmas. If he, hopefully he's not watching this. And hopefully he's not watching this at all.
Fuck that shit. Get out of here.
Family members not allowed.
Yeah, yeah. But, well, he can't, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
seven-year-olds at least.
Yeah, keep it explicit and he can't watch this. So,
Well, why would you want him to get an Xbox One over a PS4?
Value-wise.
But you can get Minecraft on PS4.
But not bundled with the system for $250.
Minecraft's $20.
The only game you can get with the PS4 right now is Uncharted. And he's not playing Uncharted.
You don't know that.
He's not playing Uncharted. I'm taking the game. Got it. Like, he just does not need that.
Don't be that guy, Jim. Don't be that uncle. You want to be the fun uncle.
7 years old. Seven.
You have two brothers that you can let be the lame uncle.
Listen, I'm buying him Forza Horizon 3, which I know he's going to love. Trust me.
Trust me.
All right. I watched him play Need for Speed and all the other garbage racing games on the PS3.
Right, you know what? I highly encourage this, and I hope. Not hope. I think it would be hilarious. Again, not hope. I think it would be hilarious, though, if he opens up like, oh, I really wanted a PlayStation.
Well, he has a PlayStation, right?
He has a PS3. She asked about getting the PS4, and I just didn't see a reason. Not to mention the fact there's just more maintenance. There's more maintenance for him. Like, his battery's going to go dead in his controller every 4 hours. Thank you. I got it stuck in there. I did.
Well, I guess if he's playing games for 5 hours, that's going to be a problem.
But how is he going to play games with his friends?
That's all these kids. That's all these
Nobody
kids.
Nobody has an Xbox.
Days. Have you guys seen these kids these days? They only play games. He does not play with figures. They don't play with action figures. He does not play with action figures. His friends don't. They all play video games.
Do they have PS4s?
Oh, shit.
That's what I was just saying.
Nope. He's going to get an Xbox, and that's fine.
You're going to get an Xbox. You're going to like it.
Like it. I'm going to force my bias down his throat.
I hope that's
fuck the Eagles.
Yeah, he's not liking the Eagles. He's not liking the Yankees. Although that's being tried because my sister's a Yankees fan. But, you know, the Xbox One is...
I can't argue the fact that the Xbox One S is a great console.
Yeah. It is better. I think it's a better system this holiday season. I think it is. Just for the bundles available. You can get any games you want with that thing, essentially.
I'm not arguing that. I'm just trying to be a dick. All
right, NPDs, here's your list. Battlefield 1, Mafia 3, Gears of War 4, FIFA 17, NBA 2K17, which, by the way, listeners and viewers, we got another goal. We got to get that off that list.
It just came out.
Listeners, we got to make it happen.
Let's put these companies out of business. We don't want more games.
Make this list great again. Please, come on.
All right, what do you want to see on the list?
Huge. It's going to be huge.
Like, you're saying kick these out, but what are you going to replace them with?
There's nothing. This is a weak holiday season. Weak.
We can leave whatever's on here. Except for Madden, NBA, and FIFA.
Would you rather see these sports games or Grand Theft Auto in the top 10?
I'd rather see the sports games. We're done with this conversation, folks. Forget I said anything. That's it. I'm good. So there's your list. Skyrim sold 400,000 copies. The remastered. I guess everybody's got 120 more hours on their hands. I don't even know. I guess they do. They've already played it, most people.
I can't imagine playing that again.
Yeah, I can't. I couldn't play the first because how glitchy it was, but I can't imagine somebody putting 150 hours into that game again.
People are, dude. People are.
I know, but I just can't imagine it.
Well, you're getting mods this time, though.
They're crazy people.
At least you can say, hey, people are getting a new experience.
Yeah, I'm saving my Skyrim experience for another piece of news.
All right. Gears of War 4 did 500,000 copies, and that's your NPD. So I mean, Gears of War 4.
Hold on. Mafia 3 sold 500,000.
I was going to say, Mafia 3 being number 2? Wow.
How the fuck did that game sell 500,000 copies?
There was a pretty big marketing campaign. I saw that a lot.
It is on all consoles also, but at the same time,
like what?
Who cares about that game?
Yeah, no, I mean, I was going to say that like Gears of War 4.
It's the next GTA, that's why.
Well,
people consider it another type of GTA game.
So because Mafia's on the list, you know what? I'll take that, though. I'll take it. I don't like the game at all, but it keeps GTA 5 off the list. I'm happy for it.
I don't know if it's any good or not.
Are you happy with the Gears numbers, Jim?
No.
That's lower than Judgment.
Yeah, no, I'm not happy with that number. I'm actually not happy with that number. I just like the game. Like, Corey, we're playing that game right now, and I'm really, really loving the cinematics in that game. Like, it's much better than it used to be, even. Like, it's really more, I don't know, engrossing.
Well, they've
like,
taken
really,
the power of the console and really used it well in this game and made it a blockbuster. Like, it's a blockbuster.
And they've given us
experience.
A story. They've given us a story. They've given it more of like an Uncharted kind of feeling with the story. It's not, listen, I'm not saying it's Uncharted. I'm just saying that it has that feel. You know what I mean? That the cinematic kind of experience.
Hold on. I mean, just mean cinematic wise, but which is a better game between those two? What do you think?
I mean, it depends on what you're looking for.
I like Gears because of the cover shooter based thing. Because Uncharted basically took that. I mean, that's what they did. They took
Gears was not the first game to use cover in a shooter, but
Uncharted 4 is very much like Gears, and it's a cover based like shooter.
The
essentially,
first one was cover based too. Uncharted.
I'm just saying, Gears was the one that did it.
Yeah, I understand. Like, yes, but I see them very different. As very different games. Like if I want they are third person, they both have cover shooting, but that's where it ends. After that, it's really, they're very different games.
Yeah, like I would enjoy both, don't get me wrong, but I think just gameplay wise, I enjoy playing Gears more.
I think Gears has more to offer. Like,
yeah.
And as far
more
as
depth of gameplay, in my opinion.
As far
more
as like
multiplayer depth.
Yes.
The Horde modes, obviously. I mean, everything's based off of this Horde mode. Mm-hmm.
It's built in at least, not some DLC nonsense.
Yeah. A year later, basically.
I mean, Gears 4 has been very good so far. We're not done with it yet. We're on Act 4, almost Act 5. I'm guessing there's only 5 acts, actually. But we've put about 10 plus. We've put about 12 hours into it, I would say. 11.
Yeah, good amount of time.
Hours. Yeah.
I'm having a great time with it, too. I think as far as upping their game for the cinematics, yeah, I do agree that they've done that. And, yeah, it's on par with Uncharted as far as it being a spectacle.
Yes. Yes, that's what I was trying to say. I'm not trying to compare the two games because they're different types and it's
but
just,
they both have 4 in their title.
Yes, Corey, did Uncharted 4 have 4 in the title? Did it actually have 4?
I don't know. How many bets did you lose to me in a row just now? I don't know. You tell me.
Burn.
Almost 4, Jim.
Sick burn, bro.
I've got to give you 3 movies, Jim.
Shit.
I mean, we're not in January yet, but I don't see Daredevil coming, and Last Guardian is definitely coming.
It's
And Diablo 4? Wait, is there a Diablo 4? No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, there's a Diablo 4. I got trolled, okay? I got trolled by Blizzard.
You got trolled by yourself. We all got trolled by Blizzard.
And the second one, the Last Guardian.
So fucking pissed at this.
Still not out, but...
I'm okay losing the Last Guardian bet because that kind of – I'm okay with that to finally see that game come out. It's the Daredevil bet that I must have been drunk. I'm going to blame it on drunk. So – but all right. Let's get back into the gaming news here.
I'm sure
there's
a Nicolas Cage film that is suitable somewhere.
Oh, God. Anyways, so let's talk about Switch. Eurogamer's talking about Pokemon Stars, which is a 3D version of Sun and Moon.
No. So on Friday, when Pokemon Sun and Moon came out,
yes,
Eurogamer thought it would be pertinent to release news that Pokemon Star, or Stars, we don't know yet, is the third, not 3D, third version of Sun Moon, like how they used to do red, blue, yellow, like gold, silver, crystal.
It's like the merged, like not merged, it's got some.
It's like a remix. Yeah, it's like a remix.
It's the Pikachu version.
Exactly, the yellow.
The one that makes you buy the other two automatically.
Yep. So... they released this news on Friday when Pokemon came out for the 3DS, Sun and Moon, that Star or Stars was coming out next year, 2017, as a Switch exclusive. Which, had the internet in an uproar. Some people were like, oh, well, I guess I'm returning this game now, or I'm not picking up Pokemon now. Like, who knows? I think it's going to be interesting because for the first time you're going to be able to play like the mainline Pokemon game on your TV, which I think is, you know, pretty interesting. And that's kind of, you know, what I'd like to see, because Pokemon is a great handheld series, but there are times where I'm like, I just wish I could play this on like a big screen. You know,
dude, I've been waiting for that since like 64. I'm like, I thought Nintendo 64 was going to have a mainline Pokemon game.
And then they give you a Snap.
They were intentionally avoiding.
Hey, don't you dare talk bad about Pokemon Snap.
Oh, hold on.
Amazing.
If you're expecting a Pokemon game and you get Snap, it's not amazing.
Okay.
The game itself is nothing wrong with Snap because I enjoyed it myself. I did. Yes. I did enjoy that, but still, with what Corey's comment was, that's what I'm saying.
Right, and that's where it comes from. Is like, yeah, you hear Pokemon's coming into 64, and you think, okay, this is going to be awesome. No, I'm going to take pictures of fucking Pokemon. That's not what I want to do.
Well, there was Stadium, but I think part of their strategy was to keep it a handheld exclusive series just so they sold them. Now there's, I guess, not going to be that as much, so...
It's merging.
Well, the thing is, you didn't really need, you know, once the 3DS came out, I don't think you really needed the Stadium anymore because, like, you didn't need a link cable, you don't, you know, it's all wireless, and, you know, anything that you would get, because, like, the gimmick for that was, like, you seeing Pokemon in 3D polygon models, which was fun back in the day, but now you're just like, eh, you know, like, the 3DS is good enough, but now you can get that sweet, sweet 1080p.
Yeah,
well,
my brother should be
handheld.
About.
Are you getting 1080p? I think it's 720, right?
720 on handheld, yeah. 1080 on TV.
So wait, what is this? Is that like Star? Official?
Is it
what
Star?
No, no. That's why I put.
It's just a rumor.
It's no. Rumor, but it's like
kind of
from Eurogamer and the other people who leaked the Switch news that came to be in the official video. Pretty much confirmed the sources. They're like, yeah,
I'm talking like 1080p.
Oh. These people have indicated that it should be at least 1080p on the TV, yes. But
upscaled,
handheld.
Jim.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Don't get yourself worked over, Jim. Wait until January, like you said you would. Yep. Yep.
I'm only talking about games tonight. We're not talking about systems. There's the loophole. I'm being a lawyer. Look at this. So Nintendo overseeing. There's some more rumors for us, guys. This is all rumors. We're gonna
rumors
Nintendo
and speculation corner.
So Nintendo overseeing Ubisoft developed Mario Cross Rabbids game.
Yeah, the Raving Rabbids.
Yeah, the Raving Rabbids. Yeah,
the series. Yeah.
So they're gonna do a RPG game for that for the Switch.
Apparently, awesome. Yeah.
It's gonna be an RPG or a mini game thing.
Well. The rumor said RPG, so that's what I wrote down, is RPG.
Oh. Yeah.
All right.
What happens with that, though.
Xenoblade Chronicles.
Why are there fucking minigames in my RPG? Thanks, Nintendo. Fucking get this shit out of here. Who put this battle mode in my fucking kart racer?
Is Chronicles like Chronicles X or Chronicles Cross?
X.
It's X. Xenoblade
in America, it's X. X, yeah.
Okay. So that's a Switch port. From the Wii U, coming in the first 6 months. These are rumors. Mario Maker Switch, a port of that again. So we're going to get, this is a port system, coming in first 6 months. Smash Brothers, another port, coming in the first 6 months. I guess that nobody owns the Wii U. This is actually good news.
We didn't know about this for the past 4 years.
And then, the Telltale game we talked about last week, Guardians of the Galaxy, coming to Switch in time for the movie. So that by summer. If the system actually comes out by the summer, who knows?
No, I don't know.
So Pikmin 4, which does or doesn't exist, is coming fall of 2017. That's a rumor.
But they're ditching the 4 for some reason.
Are they, Tony? We just talked about this.
Will you bet on this?
No,
fucking
no.
Fours.
Corey, you and Tony should totally.
I have no basis on what Tony just said there. Why would they ditch the 4? Maybe because it's a bad idea in Japan to have 4 thing. But PlayStation 4 exists, so who knows? I can't say anymore. When it comes to fours, I have no idea.
Fours.
It's on the horizon.
So, whoa, this is big news, rumor-wise. Beyond Good and Evil 2 is an exclusive in 2018 to Switch.
We mentioned this, though. Like,
yeah, I mentioned that, but yeah. It's apparently even stronger. Which apparently most of these rumors are coming from Ubisoft. Like, that's pretty much where all these leaks seem to have been coming from. Like, I don't doubt it, because Ubisoft's a big third-party publisher. And
they usually jump on the new consoles right away, too. Like,
yep.
You know, Wii had the zombie game, whatever.
Yeah, Zombie U.
I mean, it can be very profitable.
They were right there too. On the Wii, too, with Red Steel, the Rabbids game, yeah. Just Dance, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
All right, Tony, talk to us about Skyrim.
We had mentioned how, right after, the day after that Switch teaser video was unveiled, which prominently showed Skyrim being played on the system by some guy on an airplane. The Bethesda was like, oh, we're not confirming that Skyrim exists for this system. It was just a conceptual video that Nintendo contacted us about. But apparently, in his interview, Todd Howard, the creator of Skyrim, pretty much flat out confirmed it. Because they asked him, what do you think of the Switch, Nintendo's newly announced console that is portable, but also hooks to your TV? He goes, I love it. I gotta play it. I'll tell you. Well, maybe that's an NDA thing. One of the best demos I've ever seen. Probably the best demo I've ever seen at E3. Was it a Nintendo game? I mean, the device itself, I think, is really smart with doing. We're definitely going to be supporting it. It's the first time we've done something on Nintendo, if you don't count the old NES stuff. Home Alone or Where's Waldo.
Oh, those games are great!
Yeah.
Where's Waldo I enjoyed playing, actually.
Yeah. And then they go, can you really bring Skyrim with you on the go? And he goes, it's the same game on the TV and on the other screen. So, pretty much, to me, that just confirms. Not like it was a really far-fetched thing, because it's like, why would you?
It was in the damn marketing. So,
right.
All right, that's cool. Cool. All right.
Hey, does it have mods?
Yeah, and I think that's the good... It's a good sign. I mean, I'm not going to say it's going to sell gangbusters, but again, like you mentioned, it's the first game that they released on a Nintendo console in decades. And, I think you definitely need that market, like the Skyrim / Fallout RPG. Because, like, those are,
the Western RPGs.
Western RPGs, right. Mm-hmm. And, along with, like, Mass Effect. Because, Mass Effect 3 did get a Wii U port, which supposedly was really good, but I never fucking played it because fuck that game. Yeah. Not to mention, why the fuck would you release just the third game in a trilogy on that system? Like, it didn't make sense. And it came out after the trilogy collection came out other systems.
As long as the Switch gets the Mass Effect remade trilogy again, we'll be all right. Because I think there's a high probability of that happening. Because I think it can run it, but... we got to know more about the system as we go. We'll find out, so... Anyways, let's get into what we've been up to, and then we'll get into some Black Friday stuff. So what have you been up to? Mike, kick us off.
I've been up to Overwatch, mostly.
Well, a new patch came out. That wasn't out last week.
So, we had a new patch.
How is it?
Yeah. So I did the arcade stuff, and I got slaughtered in it repeatedly.
As we heard on Slack.
Yeah, I don't know. The 1v1, mystery character thing, it's interesting just because it's, like, kind of intense and a totally new way to play the game. But some characters, like Symmetra especially, she should not be allowed to be in that.
It's like Mercy's not actually an optional character in that. You can't play Mercy.
Oh, that makes sense, but then it doesn't, because she functions better, I think, than Symmetra does. Because you just have two people setting up these turrets in whatever room they choose. They refuse to go towards each other because you can't actually shoot like anything that's going to hit until you're right next to them. So it's a draw every time unless people just get super impatient and just give up and kill themselves by running at the other one. It's terrible. So Symmetra shouldn't be there. I don't know about Winston either, because those are just sort of like stupid run into each other crap shoots, but whatever. Then I tried the elimination mode, which is okay, but yeah, 3v3. It's a good idea, I guess, but you need more. I think coordination is even more important if you want to survive in that.
No health packs.
Doing it solo queue, you're screwed. So I only try that a few times. I'm like, I can't win in this either. Forget it. And then, the main buffs and nerfs and Sombra's addition. I haven't played her other than a few times in the 1v1 thing, where I did okay with her, even though that's way different than the normal game.
It should be noted, though, that all the PTR changes that they made are actually live. So all that stuff where they're saying, this is just a test bed, we're going to be more aggressive, and everything's live.
Yeah, so there's the slower ult. Soldier 76 is now buffed to broken levels, I feel like. He just looks at you and you die now. He's got a damage buff to each bullet individually, and it makes a pretty big difference, I think. Ults take 20 to 25% slower for everyone, so that's less frequent.
Less ults during the game.
I think Zarya had a nerf, but I'm not sure what it was.
D.Va
got a buff, so now she's invincible.
She moves faster when shooting and has an extra 100 health points.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Pharah can float forever now, so expect to die from above all the time. Pretty much everything. If you were a character who was used to hiding behind Reinhardt's shield, you're screwed now. That's what happened. So it's taking me some adjusting, because with Zenyatta and Ana, like, that's where I want to be, and like, it's not going to work as much now. So I plunged in the ranking about 300 points.
Oh, shit.
Like 22. I'm at like 22 something now again. So Overwatch is fun.
Nice. All right. Do you have anything else?
No.
No, that's it. All Overwatch. All right. Corey?
Yeah, I played Gears, which we talked about earlier with you, Jim, and then some Destiny a little bit, but I actually haven't got a chance to play Overwatch at all yet with the new character or anything, so I do want to get on that. But that's funny to hear, Mike, because it's like, obviously, Tony, Jim, and I have been very high on this game, and then you play it more than any of us combined, I think.
Yeah.
I talk shit
on it so much. I don't even know I like this game.
But it's good. That's the thing with the game. It's like, I get super frustrated with it too. Like when I'm losing my rank and stuff, it's like super frustrating. But then you're like, all right, one more, and then you win, and you're like, all right, this is fun now. I'm gonna play another one, and you just keep playing, and it's like, oh boy, you just realize that like 3 hours have gone by, and
it really brings out the worst in you.
Yeah,
I feel.
But the thing about it though, I really love the model, and I'm super excited to see where this Overwatch League goes. So. But yeah, that's all I've really been up to as far as playing.
Really? Really? That's all? How could you forget, Corey?
Oh,
you not gonna mention?
Well, obviously. We'll get to it when you say your.
All right, Tony, what have you been up to?
So,
obviously, it doesn't matter to me that much. I'm just in it for one thing. But yeah, we'll get to it.
So let's see. I was a real bum and just played video games pretty much this weekend. I was like, you know what? I'm just doing a me weekend. So I play a lot of League of Legends just to try some new champions out because they are doing the preseason patch and just kind of like really fucking things up. Like, hey, we're going to release this. We'll see how it goes. It might be broken. It might not be broken. We'll adjust later, like kind of thing. So it's like kind of good and bad because it's the interim between the seasons and you're just like, eh, nobody really cares. It doesn't matter. So I played a lot of that. Yesterday, I was just watching a stream and I was like, you know what? I want to play something, but not something I have to like really concentrate on. So I started playing Hearthstone, and I was just like, you know what, I just need to do ranked, get this stuff out of the way. Somehow I climbed all the way up to rank 11.
Oh shit.
Yeah, awesome. One day I was like, oh, it's pretty impressive. And now I'm just getting cock blocked constantly because of just these fucking shaman mid-range decks. I fucking hate them so much, dude. Like, fuck shamans. I'm sorry if anybody plays shaman, but I hate that class the most in the game. But to unlock the Genji skin in Overwatch, Corey and I have been playing Heroes of the Storm.
Yes.
Which has been interesting. I tried it out when the game first came out. It was all right. It was whatever. But coming from League, it was just really hard to get into because it's like, I don't know. I feel like Heroes of the Storm is like League of Legends Junior because it's like, hey, you know, we're going to take away the complex mechanics. Just everybody's the same level. Yay, on your team. Yay. You know, so you can't have like solo hard carries. Like, you can't have like one god tier like esports champion with five scrubs and he'll carry. I mean, he probably will carry them, but it's not like he's gonna like run around the map like way above everybody else and just dominate them. So I don't know. The game's fun. If I wasn't so invested in League of Legends, I might be more interested in it because, you know, those characters are fun and, you know, they come from lore. They have Warcraft characters like Thrall and Jaina.
I mean, I recognize. Yeah, I mean, I recognize a lot of.
And Arthas and, you know, characters from
StarCraft. All their games, yeah, StarCraft, Diablo, Warcraft.
I mean, to me, that's
Overwatch.
To me that's more appealing than League because yeah. of
it's an easy entry point into the MOBA genre too, which yeah. is yeah. what they think. I think they were going for. More so than mm-hmm. like they, I think they know now more of what they want to be and it's yeah. helped them a little bit.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
But we've been playing that so just so we can get
the Genji skin. But skin. If you go to a 30 games, you get stuff in the game too. So
you guys well. Even play Genji ever?
Nope. I even said it's Slack. I was like,
when Corey asked me, he's like, "You want to join us?" I'm like, "No." I mean, if it was like Lucio or any of
or
my
D.Va,
if it was D.Va, I'd be on. We'd be ready to go. I mean, Zenyatta. I mean, Mercy. Even I could switch, you know, and play or any characters except for Hanzo and Genji. If it was any of anybody else, I would probably play it.
See, the thing is, I don't play Genji that much, but I still like him. And the thing is, it's a limited availability skin, so like, yeah. once it's gone, it's gone.
Exactly.
Genji
yeah. I know, I looked at it.
You should do it. You should join us, Mike. Get that Genji skin.
No, I look at it. I'm like, I don't really like it.
We're just playing the computer.
Oh my god, dude.
It's not even like...
The Genji, that's the best Genji skin. It's like, that's why I kind of dislike the fact that they're making you play another game to get it, but like,
oh,
it
no,
is
yeah, it's
the best.
It's total bullshit.
total
bullshit, but I don't care enough to play that game, no. I don't like the look. I know I wouldn't really equip it too much. It's I don't need it.
I think it's his best legendary. That's the thing. Oh, yeah, I hate his absolutely. Other legendary skins.
Well, maybe I'll play Heroes with you guys then to get it.
Why not? I mean, it's a fine
played,
time.
I mean, what is my stats? Like, I don't even know the last time I updated my stats on what are those sites again?
Overbuff and Watcher.
.gg.
Yeah. Watcher.gg, that's the one I always used. So the last time I updated my stats, and this is going to be interesting, but I wanted to see how many times I've actually played Genji. That's what I was looking for. Of course, Watcher's not loading.
I think I've played Genji maybe 5 minutes in my career. Like one yep. game total. Like... But now that I got this sweet skin coming up,
snap! Time to Genji it up.
Heck yeah, man! I'll be a pro Genji before you know it.
Yep.
So last time I played, they said it was 7 days ago, but I didn't play. I just installed it.
The patch.
Yeah. Offensive players. I have played Genji one game.
All right.
Oh, who knows? You might like him,
dude. I mean the high level Genji play is amazing. If I can get to like 25% of that, I'd feel good about myself.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, guys?
What have you been, up to, Jim?
Oh, for me, I've been playing. Besides Gears, I actually got to try out some of my PlayStation Pro finally.
Wow. Tell us about it.
All right. So, guys, for VR experiences, it's actually really good. You know, I don't have a 4K TV, so I can't tell you how it looks in 4K, these games. I don't have a HDR TV, so I can't tell you how to look in HDR. I got the system because it made sense for me to get it if you're buying a new console. Right. And I stand by that statement as I made last week. If you own a PlayStation VR, you probably want to look at upgrading this. That's what I'm going to say. Because it's probably worth it. I mean, just the Batman Arkham VR improvement was fantastic. Like, the game's not even patched yet for PlayStation Pro, but because it was designed on Unreal Engine, it can scale. So automatically, it's ready to go for Pro, and it looks so much cleaner. Like, it just looks so much better in the game. So Arkham VR is far better. And then even, like, the Deep Sea Dive that I had played on the PlayStation in Best Buy, this game, this version of it was so much smoother. More aliasing done, more anti-aliasing. It was far more anti-aliasing across the board. So the jaggies were missing. There was much smoother, much better frame rate, which also helps with motion sickness, obviously, if you have a more stable frame rate. So it's a much, much better experience having the PlayStation VR with this console. I will make that statement. Now, XCOM 2 got patched for PlayStation Pro, and I didn't notice a difference. It still has insanely stupid load times, and although Overwatch got patched too last week, I want to see what that does. I heard it's much more PC looking.
PC.
What about Titanfall? Is that patched?
She's like, let's see what Jim's saying here. He's like, PlayStation VR. Or PowerPoint Pro. And then it's like, PC.
It's just, I see the future, and you guys aren't there yet, but one day you will be. I will welcome you with open arms.
I will move with these console systems forever. I will not go to PC by itself. I will use a console.
I'm not saying PC by yourself, but I'm saying...
They're moving. I could see your point of them moving. Here's the thing with the Pro. This is the problem with the Pro right now. So now if you don't have a PlayStation VR and you don't have a 4K TV, you probably want to wait. I can definitively say that now. You don't want to upgrade your system at this moment. And that is because games are actually running worse on your TV. So if you get this system and you play Diablo 3, let's just take that one. I'm looking at my games to call. Metal Gear Solid 5. Frame rate wise, runs better on the PlayStation Slim than it does on the PlayStation Pro.
Mm-hmm.
Because, it probably is not the reason. I'm just using a game. But like any game, for instance, like Shadows of Mordor or XCOM 2. I don't know what it does in XCOM 2, but it's going to run better on the PlayStation Slim. Because what happens is with the PlayStation Pro is it already detects the Pro unit and runs these games in their higher resolutions. Now, there was a promise from Sony that the developers were going to have to make these games run the same frame rates as the PlayStation 4 base unit, and apparently that promise is not being like strictly enforced. So the frame rates are less on the Pro units because they basically dropping the frame rates to run the 4K version of their games, but we don't have 4K TVs. But you can't control that setting. It auto does it. So if you own a PlayStation or you don't own a PlayStation and you don't plan on getting a 4K TV, just get the Slim model. I'll save you.
So when you say it drops the frame rates, if Shadows of Mordor was at 30 frames, so it's under 30 frames?
No, Shadows of Mordor runs fine. But like, let's take, I'm trying to think of a game that's like Titanfall, Titanfall 2. Titanfall 2 runs a better frame rate on, and Battlefield. Battlefield runs a better frame rate. Does it? No, Battlefield is not a good example. Titanfall 2 is, where it runs a better frame rate on the Slim console than it does on the Pro.
And that if was you don't patched. Have,
yes. I don't know if they're fixing it. And then listen, this can be tweaked with patches too. Like, this could change constantly. It's just right now, because the system auto detects that you're running a Pro unit, it tries to run it in the 4K. Whatever game wants to run it near 4K resolution, it's going to jump that. And they're not enforcing their frame rate lock that they promised us. So they're not saying that the developers have to get the same frame rate they get on the PlayStation regular. So they're actually getting less. By Digital Foundry has found this, where they're actually like analyzing the frames, and the frames per second dip more on the Pro than they do on the Slim on certain games. Mm-hmm. I saw Battlefield. Battlefield ran pretty nicely, though, in frame rate comparisons, because it was patched for better frame rate. But a game that's not patched for better frame rate and just higher resolution runs worse. That's the best way to say it. So, and Titanfall's trying to run in higher resolution. So there we go. It's the future.
The future sucks.
Yes. All right, let's get into some Black Friday deals real quick before we end this podcast. So real quick, I want to go over some games, some notable sales you guys are looking at. I'm just going to mention that like I mentioned in the beginning of the podcast, the Xbox One S is basically $250 everywhere, as is the Slim console from the PlayStation as well. But they're throwing in like extra games with the Xbox One, whereas you get Uncharted with the Slim. Now, there are certain stores, for instance, that are running a great $250 deal, and Best Buy is one of them for PlayStation 4. For $250, you get Last of Us, Ratchet & Clank, and the Slim bundle. The Uncharted 4 Slim bundle. So you get that for $250, and that's awesome. So then they have the Minecraft bundle out there. They have the Battlefield 1 terabyte console.
What do the PS Slims come with? 500 still?
500 gig, yeah. There was no 1 terabyte option on that. The Pro at least came with a 1 terabyte drive.
Yeah.
Just in it. Not that. And then you know what it was? They tested the solid state performance, and they said it was like 1 second faster than what's built into the system for booting.
Well, how fast is the drive? I mean, if it's 10,000 or 72.
In the system, it's probably 54, but the way it's interfacing with the OS, it just doesn't load any faster for a solid state. It doesn't take advantage of it. So yeah, anything stand out, guys, game wise? So we mentioned the fact that Titanfall 2 is going to be under $30. That's $27.
Right now, like right now, it is.
I already picked it up.
Yeah, it's $27 at Walmart as well. If you don't like Best Buy for some reason, I know that for me, I'm going over to GameStop and picking up Battlefront Deluxe Edition for $10. So Star Wars Battlefront, it's $10, and it has the VR missions coming for free. So it makes sense for me to buy this game for $10. Oh shit! I didn't get to try Infinity. I have Call of Duty's VR game, and I didn't get to try it yet. I'll have that next week for you guys. So yeah, $10 games: Ratchet and Clank, Last of Us Remastered. This is all GameStop. Arkham Knight, Mad Max, Battlefront, Battleborn, and Dragon Quest Heroes. So those are $10 games. I like Ratchet and Clank for $10, and I like Battlefront for $10.
Yep.
And if you haven't played Arkham Knight for $10 is worth $10.
I'm sorry.
It is worth $10. Come on.
All right, $10 again.
Batman Telltale series is going to be $15, but it's already been $15 because I picked it up.
I'm being facetious. It is worth $10.
Yeah,
it's free. The first episode is free for the Batman Telltale game.
I don't know if it's worth it. But
$15. I picked it up for $15 already. The game. So.
The whole game should be about $15.
That's what it's going to be.
That's what I got. Yeah. I got the whole game for $15.
Yeah, well.
So it should be.
Have always been that.
Here's the $20 games at GameStop. Doom, Mortal Kombat. XL, yes. Dying Light, The Following.
Doom you get for $18 somewhere.
Really? Dead Island, Definitive Collection. I'm just pulling a couple off the list here. Just Cause 3. Fallout 4, ReCore, which I might pick up. Maybe I'll wait for $10 for that one. Oh, and No Man's Sky, which is on all of our holiday lists, isn't it?
Double time for Tony. Apparently, he's getting two.
Their $25 games are terrible. Far Cry, Homefront, and Star Ocean.
Homefront, I'm surprised, isn't $5.
I'm shocked Skyrim Special Edition is only going to $30 for this. I thought it would be $25. So $30 Skyrim. I've seen this at Best Buy as well, Skyrim. Elder Scrolls Online, XCOM 2. This is all GameStop again, but they do have it at Best Buy. Deus Ex, Mankind. That's another $30 game at GameStop and Best Buy. Mankind that's Divided.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the new one.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the new one. Then they have $35 games. This is... Bleh.
What store
Overwatch
is this?
This is GameStop.
Oh, GameStop.
Gears of War, Overwatch, I think is $35 over at Best Buy right now. I'm just going from what I know.
I picked up Overwatch on PC, just a double dip.
The double dip. I gotta get rid of the Xbox version of that. So anything there? No. Okay. So Kohl's is having, like I mentioned, the Xbox One with $75 Kohl's cash for $249, and the PlayStation 4 with Uncharted 4 for $249 with $75 Kohl's cash as well. Let's see, Microsoft Store, anything good, guys? $50 off select Xbox One consoles with a $25 gift card.
It's like, you see, like, oh, Surface Pro, $150 off, but still, like, $1,300.
Yep.
Target's got some good stuff. Console deal-wise, looks like $250 is the winner. $250 with a $40 gift card to Xbox One S. They don't have a PlayStation for $250?
Yeah, you probably price match it somewhere. Or at Target.
You can get Titanfall 1 for $8 at Target. $15 ReCore, there it is. I'm buying it at Target. Street Fighter V, Ratchet and Clank is $15 there. You think they just match it everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
You'd think.
What was Amazon and Best Buy got then, Jim?
Madden, all the sports games are $30 at Best Buy and at Target as well. Best Buy right now, you can buy them.
Mm-hmm. If you have the early access.
All the 2K17 stuff. Oh, that's not for everybody. I'm sorry. Yes. If you have the early access, which I do. I thought about getting a couple of the games today, but I don't know. I just talked myself out of it.
The sports games?
No. There was some other stuff, wasn't there? There was the Deus Ex. I was thinking about getting.
I was thinking about it.
I know. That's why you've talked about it. And I've always kind of been a little on the fence about getting interested in it. But Final Fantasy is coming out very soon. So.
Okay.
It is. Let's see. Toys R Us really doesn't have much different. I mean, they have $500. They have the $250 bundles, the game systems. Xbox Live 3-month card for $15. Might go over there and pick that up. Anything, guys?
That doesn't sound cheaper.
$15 3 months? No, it's not. Damn them. Playing their math games.
Oh, bitch.
XCOM 2 is saved $20, not $20. It is saved $20, so that's 30 bucks. Oh, isn't like 30 bucks. That's 40 bucks. Jesus.
Yeah. I'm getting Dragon Ball Xenoverse 2. I think it's 25
at Best Buy. That's another one I had in my cart today as well. So I thought about it because I'm like, I liked Xenoverse 1. I didn't play a lot of it because I got distracted by other games, but I don't know.
I skipped the first one, so.
I don't know if I'll play it. That's the problem. Like, I don't know if I'll play it.
You'll probably play it a couple times and that'll be it. But yeah, for $25, maybe that's worth it. I don't know.
So $8 games at Walmart. There's a bunch. There's Injustice. There's I'm going to skip over that one. There's Skyrim Legendary Edition for the Xbox 360. Let's go. I'm just sticking to the Xbox One deals. $8 games include Final Fantasy X for PlayStation 4, Titanfall 1. $15 games include Far Cry Primal, 4, Battlefront, Doom.
There you go, Doom. I'd get Doom for $15.
Yeah, Doom, I might get that one over at Walmart. Walmart's the place to go, it looks like, for this stuff.
Everybody's saying Doom the single player was such a good campaign. Mm-hmm. I have it. I need to fucking play it still.
That's what everybody says. That's why I want to play it. So $25 games, I'm definitely skipping the first one on that list because I don't want to show. Listen, I'm straight up being biased. You don't need to know where to go buy Grand Theft Auto. Dragon Ball Xenoverse 2. The Division's $25. Mirror's Edge Catalyst, which I think is cheaper someplace else. Skyrim Definitive Edition is $25. There you go. Batman Return to Arkham for $25. Mike, I know you want to dive back in there, right?
I would consider it for 20, but 25 is.
I would play the first game with all the DLC. Mm-hmm. Wait, did the first game get DLC?
Yeah, the first game got paid entirely. Yeah.
Did it get good DLC? I don't remember.
It was mostly
challenge rooms. Yeah.
BF1 and Titanfall 2, $27 at Walmart. Madden 17 and FIFA 17 at $27 in Walmart. NBA as well. Overwatch is $35 there. Destiny the Collection, Rise of the Tomb Raiders, $35. Good game, great game, really good. Splatoon, $35
for Wii U.
Yeah.
Wait, for Splatoon?
Oh my god, it sounds like a ripoff.
Nonsense.
And just
it's almost half off. It's a $60 game.
Listeners,
it's been out for like a year.
Yeah.
Nintendo games barely ever drop in price, dude.
That's true.
Because they release like 5 every 2 years.
Oh, yeah. Yep, 5. I mean, 2016 was pretty bad, but I think they hit 5.
I forgot what I was going to say to everybody. Thanks.
I don't know.
You're welcome.
I was going to warn people
enough,
about
Jim.
Something.
You did it. You did it. You got it. I think.
Don't buy a Wii U is what you're going to say. Yeah. Switch is coming out.
There's a bunch of stuff as well.
If you haven't bought a Wii U already, you're not going to buy one at this point. And if you do, I'm sorry. You should have listened to our podcast a long time ago. And there's no reason to buy a Wii U right now because most of the best games are coming to Switch. So
they gotta sell that for like $50 now.
Wii U?
Yeah. Nah. Go on sale, $50 Wii U. There you go. Get that.
That's still too expensive for me.
They lose money because they already sold to like retailers.
I know. Doesn't matter.
All right, so that's going to wrap up this episode. Listeners and viewers, thank you for tuning in. Tune in next week. You can any comments or questions you have about anything, let us know. You can write us podcast@allyingeek.net. Follow us on Twitter, All I Can Geek. Like us on Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel as well if you haven't done so. We have videos. If you're not seeing us, hi. We're waving. You can't see that if you're not watching us.
Get to see awesome facial reactions if you watch our video.
I would love to hear from you guys if you got the Xbox One S or PS4 and why you chose which one you chose. That would be like, so I'm curious.
Hey, we're 3 years into the generation now.
Xbox One S is a great console, and if you don't have a PS4, it's got more exclusive stuff.
So do you guys think next month's NPDs, do you think Sony takes the lead again?
No.
You don't think so with the Pro?
I don't think the Pro is making big splashes.
I agree. I keep seeing them on the shelves everywhere.
I mean, just the deals. If you don't have an Xbox One S, or Xbox One, I should say, the deals for it are better.
They're throwing in controllers. They're throwing in games. I mean, throwing everything in.
Yeah, they're. So. I mean, they have to. They need to get that.
But we've always talked about, I at least have always said this every year, Microsoft concentrate on November, December. Can't blame them because that's when the majority of video games and consoles get sold. But like, they are more willing to eat that loss.
So if they close out, though, the year, that's a hell of a run. It's 7 months.
Yep. No, which
well,
is good.
Well, since the S came out, I mean, that S system is, like we've been saying, that's the system that they really can should get behind. And yeah, it should have been, but obviously they couldn't do it, but it should have been the console they released originally.
Yeah. I think they could have done it.
Doubt it. They wanted to have TV in there.
Yeah.
And also, since Uncharted, there's been no reason for Sony to have anything better than Microsoft.
Yeah, Sony's just resting on their fucking laurels, and that's what, like, kind of obsessed
that's because what happened they, with Microsoft.
They won this generation just because Microsoft fucked up so bad.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, guys. Listeners, viewers, thank you. We hope you have a really happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy that great food. I hope you're having some good stuff. I'm making a cheesecake tomorrow, and I'm trying to convince my mom to let me make the stuffing because I don't like her stuffing.
Oh, shit. You really better hope your nephew
does this podcast. There's another family member who can't watch this.
So I'm trying to convince her to let me make some stuffing. So I'll be baking tomorrow and brewing some beer. Baking and brewing. I hope everybody enjoys their holiday. We'll see you guys, and you can hear us talk next week or see you next week, whatever you want. Thanks.